From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, a 15-year-old girl is taking on a problem that many of us wish we could solve. Boys, and honestly, grown men for that matter, probably more disappointingly, the grown men, wearing their pants down so low around their behinds, Tom, you can see their underwear, which apparently, I guess, is the point. It's called saggy pants. And I'm going inside her story with Morgan McCain and her father, Howard McCain. Howard started the movement, Tom, Girls Against Boys Sagging. Good morning, Morgan. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So listen, Morgan, let me start with you. You decided with this movement to target girls, not boys. Why?
Because I feel like women are the biggest influence on our young boys. And I feel as though, you know, if women could get voting rights, why can't they change men to, you know, change the way they dress and to pull up their pants?
How old are you?
15, right?
I thought you said 15. I had to be sure. Go ahead.
15. From Alabama?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love the way she thinks. Yes. Now, okay, Morgan, what's the reaction been with many of your girlfriends? Because I'm wondering why the boys are wearing their pants so saggy. Do the girls like the pants that way?
I've met some that do like the boys sagging. They think it's they look fine seeing their butt, I guess. But some of the other girls I've met have actually said, well, you know, we're too scared to take a stand. We love them, so we're just going to accept the way they dress, and they never tell them to pull them up, so they don't like it, but they don't try to change anything.
And that's where it begins. See how it begins when it's young, accepting that bad behavior. What's the response been from boys?
Some men have pulled their pants up. I have a friend, and he, when he found out about GABS, he came to school never sagging again. So a lot of boys have, we've gotten a lot of positive response. And we've gotten a little hate, but, you know, that's going to come.
Now, Mr. McCain, what was your reaction, you and your wife, when Morgan came to you with this idea? How did this all get started?
Well, it all kind of got started one day when my daughter and my wife were at lunch at a restaurant, and my daughter saw some guys sagging. And she immediately lost her appetite and said she wished that somebody could do something about it. So my wife just challenged her and said, you know, start a movement. And she said, well, okay. So as a parent, I mean, I feel like that we should try our best to encourage our kids' hopes and dreams. And when she came to us with this, we immediately jumped on it. It took us a couple of years to kind of get things up and going, but they're up and going.
So she came up with this when she was actually 13?
She was 13 years old when this started.
God bless
her.
Wow.
You all must be so proud.
We are. We're very proud of her. We're going to support her in every way, shape, form, and possible.
So any other children?
I'm sorry?
Any other children?
No, we just have two daughters. That's it.
Mm. So now, how can we support you at GABS,
okay,
Morgan?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Here she
I'm
is.
I'm sorry, sir.
Hello?
How can we support you with Girls Against Boys Sagging or GABS?
Well, I feel as though anyone who goes out and just asks young boys or anybody that you see sagging to pull up their pants, boom, you're immediately in.
don't you think, like you said, you got a little bit of hate. What about a negative reaction if you just go up? Like some of these, you know, young boys out here don't take too kindly to that kind of suggestion.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm a little scared when I see them, when I walk up and they give me that mean look, like, what do you want? And I'm like, for you to pull up your pants. But sometimes when they give me a stank look, I try to educate them more than just saying, pull up pants. I try to educate them and tell them where it originated from, try to scare them a little bit into doing it.
And share that, Morgan. Tell us about where it originated. What do you know about that?
Well, I know it originated from prison, and what I've heard is that, you know, men would start sagging to give off the signal that they are available, and I also heard recently that it was for easier access when, you know, when a guy wants to, you
mm-hmm.
know.
That's enough. All right.
That'll make them pull them right up, huh?
Yes, it just might. You know, I wanted to ask your father, Mr. McCain, are you concerned about, you know, boys, you know, or men for that matter? Just she said she's gotten some hate,
right.
You know, being really mean to her.
Well, so far when she says hate, a lot of it has kind of been electronic. It's been on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But she brings it to me. I monitor the Facebook page every day with her. And if I do see anything that it appears that if somebody is trying to attack her, I respond to them myself. Mm-hmm. And but I do tell her about what I talk to them about. And again, it's just an opportunity to educate, it's not an indictment. It's just an opportunity to educate and hopefully motivate, you know, a lot of these guys. You know, just it's time. This fad has been around for, you know, a couple of decades.
Too long.
Let's go ahead and present ourselves like, you know, like professional men.
Now, you all have the cutest T-shirts. It's Girls Against Boys Sagging. It's G, you know, GABS.
Yes, ma'am.
And people can actually buy. I know I'm going to get my T-shirts. You can buy the T-shirts and support it. Where can we get the T-shirts?
Okay, well, we do have a website called GABSmovement.com. You can go to the website, and that's where the PayPal feature is located, so you can order the T-shirts. But we also have a Facebook page. It's Girls Against Boys Sagging, the entire thing. And we also have an email address, gabs.movement2015@gmail.com. So you can take a look at the shirts on the Facebook page, go to the PayPal account on the website, and order your T-shirts, and we'll send those out to you.
And you also have a hashtag, pull them up.
That's our motto, hashtag pull them up.
And you have history, the history of the sagging pants on your website, too?
We don't have it up yet, but that is going up real, real soon because we're still in the infant stages of this entire thing.
Yeah.
So we're still kind of feeling our way out. So it's taking us a couple of minutes. So if everybody will be patient with us, I promise you the finished product is on the way, but we're still in the planning stages right now.
That's Alabama for you, huh? You can't stop Alabama. What part of Alabama?
Morgan? Yeah, what part of Alabama?
We're in Mobile.
Okay.
Any rallies or anything like that planned for the future, Morgan? What's next with the movement?
Are you running for office or anything?
A super PAC for president. That's what she's
I know. A super PAC would be great.
Gabs as a super PAC.
I would love to be president. I mean, Miss Morgan McCain. You could run this country.
I love it.
I love your spirit.
First sagging pants, next the White House.
Do we have their pictures up on blackamericaweb.com?
We need to get them up there.
Yeah,
we do.
I need to see them on the website.
Oh, she's adorable. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. McCain.
Thank you.
See you at the White House.
Just got my shirt.
I know. That shirt is so cute. The pink one's cute.